Numbers 19. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying,
This is a statute of the law that the Lord has commanded.
Tell the Israelites to bring you a red heifer without defect, in which there is no blemish, and on which no yoke has been laid. You shall give it to the priest Eleazar, and it shall be taken outside the camp and slaughtered in his presence. The priest Eleazar shall take some of its blood with his finger and sprinkle it 7 times toward the front of the tent of meeting. Then the heifer shall be burned in his sight. Its skin, its flesh, and its blood with its dung shall be burned. The priest shall take cedar wood, hyssop, and crimson material and throw them into the fire in which the heifer is burning. Then the priest shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterwards he may come into the camp, but the priest shall remain unclean until evening. The one who burns the heifer shall wash his clothes in water and bathe his body in water. He shall remain unclean until evening. Then someone who is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and deposit them outside the camp in a clean place. And they shall be kept for the congregation of the Israelites for the water for cleansing. It is a purification offering. The one who gathers the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. This shall be a perpetual statute for the Israelites and for the alien residing among them. Those who touch the dead body of any human being shall be unclean 7 days. They shall purify themselves with the water on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, and so be clean. But if they do not purify themselves on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, they will not become clean. All who touch a corpse, the body of a human being who has died, and do not purify themselves, defile the tabernacle of the Lord. Such persons shall be cut off from Israel. Since water for cleansing was not dashed on them, they remain unclean. Their uncleanness is still on them. This is the law when someone dies in a tent. Everyone who comes into the tent and everyone who is in the tent shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel with no cover fastened on it is unclean. Whoever in the open field touches one who has been killed by a sword, or who has died naturally, or a human bone, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. For the unclean, they shall take some ashes of the burnt purification offering, and running water shall be added in a vessel. Then a clean person shall take hyssop, dip it in the water, and sprinkle it on the tent, on all the furnishings, on the persons who were there, and on whoever touched the bone, the slain, the corpse, or the grave. The clean person shall sprinkle the unclean ones on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, thus purifying them on the 7th day. Then they shall wash their clothes and bathe themselves in water, and at evening they shall be clean. Any who are unclean but do not purify themselves, those persons shall be cut off from the assembly, for they have defiled the sanctuary of the Lord. Since the water for cleansing has not been dashed on them, they are unclean. It shall be a perpetual statute for them. The one who sprinkles the water for cleansing shall wash his clothes, and whoever touches the water for cleansing shall be unclean until evening. Whatever the unclean person touches shall be unclean, and anyone who touches it shall be unclean until evening.